Simple gifts. The small town where I grew up in the 1930s had no library. We had no newspaper, and we had no supermarket. In order to get our mail, we had to walk to the post office, as there was no mail delivery. We weren't even granted a stop on the Long Island Railroad. But growing up in East Islip meant experiencing all kinds of wonderful things my childish mind could not begin to value. My brother and sister and I enjoyed a backyard that stretched all the way to eternity. We had an enormous barn with a barnyard populated by chickens and homing pigeons and even, at one time, a billy goat. My father, who must have been secretly longing for his days in Russia, made wine from grapes and pickled green tomatoes in his own homemade brine. His dahlias, big and glorious, were the talk of the town. On summer days, we kids would hop on our bicycles and ride over to the grounds of the old Taylor and Plum estate, which is now Hoekstra State Park, to pick blueberries. Stewed blueberries, what a sweet, delicious dessert they would make for us at dinner time. Along with the Taylor and Plum estate, East Islip boasted many magnificent dwellings built by the rich and powerful. Along with my friends, I would sneak into some of these homes abandoned by their millionaire owners. I remember one day in particular. In a burst of foolhardiness, I crept into one of those glorious old homes all alone. The deserted floors were littered with yellowing newspapers, some dating way back to the late 1920s. One huge headline stood out from all the rest. In blazing big letters it read, "Famous movie star Barbara Lamar, dead at the age of 29. I spent a long time sitting on the floor that day, reading all about the writer's life of this jazz age actress, forced to grow up too fast. Then I walked out into the bright sunshine and hopped and skipped around the ancient and crumbling swimming pool, pretending to be a debutante from Manhattan, visiting for a fun-filled weekend on Long Island. And then every summer, Christmas in July, our family sold firecrackers, and what fun that was. My father borrowed money from a distant relative and went into New York and bought $100 worth of merchandise. All day long, vacationers would visit our store and buy cherry bombs, smoke bombs, sparklers, rockets, and almost every other kind of firecracker known to man. Living next door to the Woodland Rest on Montauk Highway and Carlton Avenue, we never lacked for customers. When hungry motorists stopped by to treat the family to a 25-cent hamburger or 10-cent hot dog or 5-cent Dixie cup, they picked up some fireworks also. As we struggled through the long, hard days of the Depression, our pleasures were simple indeed. Never to be recaptured, they belonged solely to us. Arlene Schwartzberg Weiss, April 15, 2006.